I did get specs. It was 72 inches, so 6 foot by 30 inches wide and 22 inches deep. You make sure you get the, you know, the prettiest of the wood grain facing out. I'll lay them out like this. And so what I'll do is put them on the miter saw now and just cut them to length as they need. And that's the step before we start clamping them and gluing them together. So I gotta take 73 5/8. Where's again? 73 5/8 plus an inch. So I was commissioned to do a coffin for an upcoming execution for Oscar Smith, and I just finished completing the sides for it over the weekend, and today I need to finish completing the lid on it in order to make it fully enclosed. When they reached out to me, they thought I just... I didn't say yes right away, let's put it that way. I normally build anything from chairs, tables, swings, gates. I mean, anything indoor and outdoor. I like working with a number of different woods, you know, whether it's poplar or ash. Cedar being this example here specifically, it's a lot of hardwoods that really stain beautifully, and the wood grain just kind of pops, which you can see on this cedar here. I mean, it is just one of the most beautiful woods, and obviously you can smell it a mile away too, so it's a good type of wood that I enjoy. And it lasts forever outside too. I say this, and if you want something to last a while, and so with this being what it is, you know, longevity is not what it's made for in mind, in a sense. The one other thing that I might have to potentially add to it is a cross, which is another big thing to think about on here too. You know, I'm not sure what religion he is, or, you know, if he would want that. So, yeah. Like, if I was going to be buried in the ground, this is what I would want, some kind of cedar for myself.